So we begin with Tosefta Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Beis. The end of the Shia yesterday, we're discussing the question of giving Tumei Shviyas to a non-Jew. So the Rosh Shulio, in that same paragraph, the Indian Kinyan on page Mem Beis, in the back of the Yotzer, it says no. You can't give it to a choshed, certainly cannot give it to a goy. It's out of the question. We read the Tosefta, Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Beis. Everyone please open up. Everyone has a Tosefta in the back. Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Beis. What does it say? Ein mochrin ve'ein lokhin min ha-goy u'min ha-kusi peyrus shvirs ha-cheyem omrin mochrin l'kusi ar-arbasus. Asaros, Isaros. That's what it says in the Tosefta. Now, if you look at the Minchas Bikurim, which is a classical perush on the Tosefta, I think everybody has that one, I think. Ein mochin da'os limsar perush shvius l'mishen and izim azeh. V'chein ein lochim imen ad adam and nitvazim glush shvius. U'mos ad mei shvius l'chosh l'ad shvius. Can't do it. And now we're discussing not only a choshed, we're talking here about a guy. Because the money, isn't it, was a gdusha shvius. Okay. You take a look at Rabosai in the Komets Mincha, which the Oz Vahada version has on the side. He says, you know, not so simple. Pas HaShulchan, Chav Gimel, Chav Tes, it's a tall sofer. She say in lokim and akusi perashvius. Umin anochri nimchak v'tol sofer. Umin tam choshu kidigotan liel. And mochin perashvius the choshud. Etc. So, if you change the gear, so obviously there's no raya whatsoever. Remember, the word kusi is found in the next line. So it makes sense to make this change. What's pshat rabosai and the... In the Tosefta. Let's take a look in Shiore Mincha. Okay? So he starts off by saying what we said until now. Moshe Dmei Shvius Achoshud. He goes to a long Rambam. We're not going to read the entire thing. Very long. He says as follows. Quotes of Shaloh HaKadosh. I will lick those men of Adamim. In my edition, it's the last three narrow lines. Also, me achash as shvius tovus dama v'shnei nishamim glusha shvius. As the Rambam says in Perek Vav, im kain zu apruta shenasa laakum para peres shakana mimenu who mechuyil lecha ba peres glusha shvius apruta niskat shalahotzi lecha glusha shvius. All right, so the guy is going to not do it properly. V'im tovo zu apruta liad Yisrael yenichsho glusha shvius. Look at that. Of course, in Hichos Pesach, you can't sell things to a guy because you're afraid that's going to come back to a Jew. Oh. Fine. So then, goes further. We see B'Shuvah's Marit, Chelek Alav Simonim Gimel, Shekosav, is the very end of Yud Gimel and Shoremin. To Mikan Lo Muchach Shosel Liknos. Mayakam perish shvius, mishum she'os them solam to make shvius. No, the bemes adam calls man shem biyodenu, ein mem kedusha. For lama yos alana the muslim the nachri. For afilim neima shachakach nizus mekedusha ba'adamim. Kol shul biad goy nifka mekedusha asa. Shasa v'razon and bezim mentioned yesterday. Ubaba pritzna v'chilalua. I. What about our brisa? No, ir shekula aruba Yisrael. V'choshin shlo yeh Yisrael mocha edei nachri or akusi v'yos etzchor v'peyes shvius ayin sham. That's what we're afraid about. We're afraid it's really Jewish stuff. He's doing schora. So if you, it's a whole different story. A whole different story. Now the chora, Rabosai, according to the Maharit, who holds that peyes nachri have to do shvius, aside from this schora, that a Jew is pulling off with a shtick, right? There's also a question of Kedushin Shvius issues. Bekitz and Nimritz, what they're worried about, and I mentioned briefly yesterday, that a guy is selling, it's the front for an unscrupulous Jew who's selling his stuff to the guy. So, we could talk about a case where the Jew is very scrupulous. He doesn't do anything on purpose. He sells his stuff to a guy. And the guy knows that the Jew doesn't want to buy Peiros Yisrael because of Kedusha Shvius. He wants to buy Peiros Nachri because he holds Peiros Nachri has no Kedusha or no Yisrael Svichim or whatever the case may be. And he will misrepresent himself, the guy. It's also a possibility. So you look at this beautiful Sefer. Again, we'll come to later. Shmitam Amlachtit. He talks about, unfortunately, the Aravim, what he called, he used an expression, I think, Betuch Kamim. They try to take Jewish stuff and make believe it's Goyish stuff. So that's also a problem, which the Marit talks about over here, and the Shiur Mincha talks about, which exists, unfortunately, in real life as well. Okay? Yes, Neil.
According to the Marit,
there's
a problem of conception. So we won't have a problem with
again, we're not discussing what should happen. That's what really does happen in real life. So that's what it could, these things could happen. Vaita. Rabosai, I wanted to discuss with you halacha lemaisa. What do you do about buying fruits and vegetables? Shmita. You begin Derech Emuna. Perek Vav talks about it. What do you do? Halacha lemaisa. What do you do? So, Kosav Moron, this is in Perek Vav, Sifkot Yud Ches, this is Chazanish, Hachenvonim, Shomrei Torah, Tzvichim Ladaz, Ki B'Shvias, Iyev Shalahem, Lanal Eskeyem, B'Mischa Peres V'Yerokos, U'Tzvichim Levakash Parnasos, L'Mimok O'Macher, V'Yim Efshin, L'Hamtzi Peres V'Yerokos, M'Chutz Loretz, Schoron Kofu Ben Hashemayim. Okay, if they can get import from Italy, whoever, they bring another Peiros, and then they can make a living. And the Klai Yisrael can have kosher of fruits and vegetables. V'hiskin moran chanus shmita b'shlichus l'aynu shachenvani einu el shliach niklos ha-peiros ha-barakona v'chol ha-achrayas ha-lakona v'achenvani einu mekabel el ha-hotzol sh'ol el ha-peiros u'schatirch ha-kemo sh'kotzulo avur ha-shlichus. And he has an actual shtar. Okay? It's the first shtar. It's between the retailer and the wholesaler. And he gives you a quotation of the shtar. Heskem bein mar, wholesaler, and mar, retailer. What's the haskama? The retailer makes a wholesaler shliach to buy me aravim from Arabs, peres v'irakos, and other tzarchei ochel, which are needed. And he, the wholesaler, will accept responsibility. And he gets the wholesaler from the, again, the wholesaler gets from the retailer, aside from the amount that the wholesaler will pay for whatever he pays from the Arabs, a percentage more for schar tircha, and all the expenses. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Now the wholesaler obligates himself to buy for the retailer only from Arabs, only which grew on Goyish land, buy Goyim. You can see what's going on over here? Chazish is afraid that people are going to be eating fruits which are against the halacha, because if it's various shittas, the barit, etc. Fine. That is basically the document. This is the document number one. Wholesaler and retailer. Now, another document between the retailer and the customer. Okay? Now, this time, the retailer is Aleph, and the, it keeps going down. First, the wholesaler was Aleph and the retailer was Beis. Now, the retailer is Aleph and the customer is Beis. So, what happens? So, Beis, the customer, appoints the retailer, a shliach, to buy all the vegetables for him, when it should be completely permissible according to the halacha, and he refers to the Sefer Shmita Skarkos. Who was that? That was written by Rabbi Kalman Kahana. And at that time, when the document was drawn up, so he was that was the Sefer that Chazon Ish had given his blessing to, and is quoted on every page. So he gives you an incorporation by reference. Fine. And the storekeeper agrees to be a shliach. Now, whatever the storekeeper buys from the wholesaler, it belongs to the customer from the very beginning. And the retailer gets a certain amount of schar for his tircha and for his rental. And if the payers get lost, so the customers bear the responsibility. Because it belongs to them. And not only that, but the customer trusts the retailer. The kitz and nimritz. So, it turns out, Rabbi Osai, what's happening over here? What happens is that the retailer is not doing any schora. To the contrary, he is just a representative. Just imagine, if I send my son to the store to buy tomatoes, he's just buying them for me. So you're selling the fruits and vegetables guy down the block. Go buy for me. Normally, he buys for himself and sells to me. That's not allowed. That's schor. He's buying it for me. He's just my agent. That's how the Chazon Ish set it up to avoid the problems of schor in such circumstances. Okay? I'm sorry? Shliach, right. He's a shliach. Nice. So far, it's so good. So what happens if there's a certain fellow who didn't sign this piece of paper before Shemitah? In other words, you have a fruit and vegetable man, and they should all come before Shemitah and sign this piece of paper. A Yid walks into the store. Did you sign? Are you one of the registrar? You registered to be? No. What happens then? So here it says amazingly, whether chosam or lo chosam, you can still work. And the question, how does that work? Mashma, mem in the bottom. Shegam mishal chosam aksav shlichus yochol liknos mechanuyas hashmita. Why? Look at this reason. The mistama das anshe ha'ir shegam bishul orchim yiyu shluchim. People agree that the storekeeper should be a shliach not only for those who signed on, but also a guest, achnosas orchim. And he has daiti, that works for an oreach, for a guest, happens to be passing through. But there's another guy down the block who doesn't believe in this stuff. He believes in Heter Mechira, for example, which is the thing they're trying to combat over here. And the Heter Mechira store ran out of vegetables, produce. He wants to now buy that store. They want to accommodate him necessarily? Not so partial to you. Where were you when we needed you? You were building to buy from the Heter Mechira, which we don't accept. Now he ran short. You're coming to buy from our quote-unquote kosher store. Who said that the storekeeper was a shliach for him? Not so pashut. Not so pashut. Not so pashut. Yeah. Exactly. So those who signed on, you don't really need brera. They signed on. You know, exactly. Okay, that's a good question. I sign on to be one of the people who I registered. You should be on shliach. But I didn't tell you how many, over the whole year, Habol Eina Latova, Tov, Shin, Ayin, Hey, who says how many tomatoes and how many potatoes and how many cucumbers and peppers I'm going to buy? That's a good question. So apparently it's not necessary to be so specific. That's the assumption over here. That's the assumption. Now, he quotes here from Rav Yoshev, talks about this as well. That's my sefer Perush Shviyos. Is it there or is it here? Is it there? That big fat one, no? Is that it? I want to give you the exact quote from Rabbi Yoshev. It should be somewhere there. Thank you. On page Reish Yud Beis, he writes like this. Thank you. He says, Gam yishloch tachosam al tovas min yishlichus. He can go to the Chana Shemitah to buy Paris. So what's he doing? This is not just a dividing. He's buying from the Shutfim. He's buying from the Shutfim. Are they allowed to sell it to him? Yeah. They have a little extra stuff. So they're allowed to sell it. Like Hosir from yesterday. But in this case, you cannot use Mida, Minyan, or Mishkal. Because it is, after all, considered to be a sale according to some. Okay? Yesh Mishasova. No. Whoever didn't sign it, a guest from somewhere else, can walk in. Minastam, as I read you before, that's Anshe Yilios Shluchim Gamavuro, because he's a guest. Chazanish, quoted Derech Amuna. Fine. And Rav Yashiv holds the same way. What's the pshat? Shegeder Ainyan who shebased in. What based it? Who based it? Based in Mandacha Hashmei. We haven't mentioned the word based in at all yet. But I'm just telling you what it says over here. Be'amtzut shluchav hasitonai, the wholesaler, v'hayarkan, food and vegetable guy, the retailer. Rochesh peres minachri gamavor mishalo chosam aksav shlichus. Look at that. Ke'ein otzebezen. It's not otzebezen. Ke'ein otzebezen. It works for someone in the sign. And then there's no problem to weigh it, because it's not, there's no ksusha shvias. It's just being bought by the bet. There's a chiddush shnifla. A chiddush shnifla, Rabosai. A chiddush shnifla. That is not, without an otzer bezin, there's some kind of bezin getting involved over here. That's what Rav Yoshev says. I don't know how exactly it works, but that's what it says. Then he has another reason that Reish Yud Gimel, this sefer in the bottom. He says, why can another guy walk in? Because the seller himself is one of the shutfim. He, the retailer, he also appointed the wholesaler. Okay? And whatever does not sold ends up by him. And therefore he can sell what he wants. It was left over to those who didn't sign. That's an interesting idea. In other words, Levi Rav Yashim, which is hard to understand. This is easier to understand. The guy buys fruits and vegetables. It's Erev Shabbos. The stuff is not going to last till Sunday. So he's allowed to take it all home. He's also one of the partners. This is going to go to waste. Instead of wasting it, he'll sell it. It's extra by him. We saw yesterday about Lokach V'Hosir. It's extra by him. He can sell it to a guy from the Heta Mechira store who ran out of goods. He can sell it to him too. That's what's on the page. Reish Yud Gimel. But it's not really an Otzer Bezin. I thought it's not really an Otzer Bezin. Whatever. Yeah.
If it's the beginning of the day, so you can't say it's left almost.
You're right. It's a good question. It's a good question. So he says, yeah, he says, B'rishus balachanus nisharim kol ha-peiros she'enem nilkochim adei ha-shutzim ha-cheirim. So he's allowed to sell it to those who didn't sign. I guess he would only be allowed to sell, according to this, for those who, if he's not going to run short for the regular customers, he has to make an honest estimate. Okay, so I'll give you more money, I'll pay a higher price. I have to, my customers come first. Because they're the real people who bought it from the, really from the goyim. You're just an extra guy. Okay? Even according to Rabbi Yosha, it's probably that way. Because even if it's a quasi-bezdin, the priority should be given to those who were the good guys who appointed the various people to buy from the Arabs. Kitza, so I think into either pshat, that would be correct, as you said, either the leftovers, as I pointed out, or this extra stuff, okay, whatever it may be, on a simple level, the push-up pshat is, that's not so easy. It's not easy at all, that maybe it's going to only work as you're buying it from them, and therefore be the mishkel, it's a problem, and it may be kedusha shvius. Fine. It's interesting to look over here in Os Mem Vav, in Tzion Halacha, here in Rav Chaim Kanevsky, in this particular case. Shamati b'shmo of the Chazanish. Shagama nimtsoyim b'chanus shmita, ayde shlichus kanal, b'zman abir, ain't sarach bir, tahavi kemo hefker. It's even a bigger chiddush. Rav Chazanish seems to be saying, no otzer bezin, just the same deal that he worked out. It's like hefker. Why should it be like hefker? There are 50 guys in town. They appointed a retailer. And the retailer with five of his friends appointed a wholesaler who's going to represent 300 people and buy the vegetables for them. What's hefker over here? Why is it? I don't see why it's hefker. I don't see why you shouldn't need beer. Again, otzer bezin will come to in a minute. I don't understand it, frankly. I'm just giving you the Maram HaKomis. You can look it up and let me know what you think. Okay, fine. Rabbi Sai. Fine. Now, interesting, if you look at the original Sefer, it's quoted from a Sefer called the Mishpatei Eretz, by Rabbi Reichenberg. He has the actual original documents from the Chazon Ish, and there are two different versions of the document, those we'll look at later on. One document starts on page 191 in this book. In that particular case, it says they give him 25% markup. 25% markup. He gives a specific amount. Okay? So there are different ways how to get around this issue. But now let's talk about today's topic, which is Oats or Bezd. It's a term which you may have heard about somewhere or other. Let's take a look and see in its original form. Tosefta Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. We'll see. Let's open up, Rabbi Osai. Tosefta Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. All right? Please open up. See what it says. There's an Otzer, run by Bezdin. Higiyaz mantenim, shluchei Bezdin, soak in Poland, v'odin also, v'os also develo, machnis nos alos to Shabir. Higiyaz mananovim, shluchei Bezdin, soak in Poland, botzin also, v'dorchin also, v'gas, v'kos also, v'chavis, v'machnis nos alos to Shabir. Higiyaz man zeisim, shluchei Bezdin, soak in Poland, v'oskin also, v'otin also, v'vezin abad, v'kos also, v'chavis, v'machnis nos alos to Shabir. V'machalkan mehen arve shabosos, Kol echad v'yechad l'fi beso. It's real shluchei bezin, real otzer bezin. Everyone's an employee of the bezin of the town, and look, the food is given the akhla. I'm not allowed to do certain work on the kark. I wish we'll get the shmidas karkos at the end. What you may do, we'll try focus more on people's backyards and gardens and on the big farms because that's where we're not really farmers. But you see, you can't do certain things. Everyone knows. But Shluchei Bezdin may do certain things which another average person may not do. Because those things are not actually avodas kaka completely, but they demonstrate bailus. And no Jew may demonstrate bailus except for Bezdin, because Bezdin is representing the people. The people of the gadol, l'ochla, for all the people, equally. So Bezdin is the natural person, the natural body, I should say, to take care of this. Yeah, this is it. This is what's called Otzar Bezdin. Rambam left it out. Ramban quotes it in Parshas Bahar. So I think it's on the Makoros. And the Rash quotes it as well. Let's take a look in the Rash, Rosai. In Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Okay. The Mishnah says, Kol Shalom Peres Shviyas Vigiyah Shazabir. Mechalek wasn't shall the shooters of Alechad v'yachad. You gotta give it away. You can't hold on to it. Okay, fine. The rest we'll get to a little bit later on. But then, the Rash quotes a Tosefta. The whole thing towards the end of the Rash. Barishona, Shluchei Bezdin, Chozer Pischayoris. I'm not gonna read the whole thing over and over again. It's all there. And the Rash also quotes it. So you have the Rash, the Rosh, the Ramban Chumash. All quote this Otzer Bezdin Tosefta, even though the Rambam left it out. So there were those who say, left it out. It's not a halacha. They call it an Eitzah Tova. How do you make sure that the job gets done? So you point the Bezdin. That's all. This is the concept known as Otzer Bezdin. Guess what? We have this idea that Rambam left out, it's only an Eitzah Tova. Chaim Kanevsky in Tzion Alacha Os Mem Aleph. So the Rash, the Rosh, the Rabban, Tosas Rid, Kos, and Psoch, Rabbein David, Tosas Rashba, Rabbein Yehuda, Avodah Zohar, son of Beis, the Rash Bash, the Ravid, a little bit. Okay, Chazon Ish quotes it. I Rabbeinu, the Ram Hishmita, Ein Kan Chiddush, it's Eitzah Tova, an Eitzah Tova. And the Radvaz says, Zion Gimel, that's not a good terrorist. Ram quotes things even. Okay, fine. In any event, this is what it says. At Khan Rabosai. We have a Nusach for this too. Yeah, the same beautiful safe as a Nusach, page 258. towards the end. They have a nusach which started off in the Chazon Ish's handwriting. I kid you not. You can recognize handwriting from his other letters. Zichron Dvarim. Ploni, Ploni, Ploni. Nisratz Elios Bezin Be'ir. The Kayim Otsu Bezin Shal Perish Shvias the Tzorech HaTzibur. That's Aleph in Chazon Ish's Ksav Yad Kodesh. Okay? Bezin Bo Beheskimim Ploni. Shia Shliach Shalahem. That's where it stops, Chazon Ish's handwriting. On page 257. 258. Somebody else picked it up, wrote the whole thing. Al Zebonim al Achosim, Erev Rosh Hashanah Tash Yab, Zichron Meir. That's where the Chazon Ish lived. And the whole thing is there, but something's crossed out. Mamish. It's obviously written under the Chazon Ish's direct supervision. Okay? Fine. So let's see what this Otzer Bezin is all about. What happens? Bezin appointed someone. Who's the someone? You'll guess who it is. You know, it reminds me of Miriam says, should I call an Isha Menekes, Menavrios? Yeah, says Basparo. Who'd she call? Eimayelet. She called to call Mother Yocheved. Standing over here. Bezin has to pick someone to do its work on this field. Who do they pick? The owner of the field? Oh, lo and behold, he's wearing a different hat. Till now his hat said proprietor. Now his hat says Shliach Bezin. It's a different hat. He has to conduct himself differently. You have to know what kind of hat you're wearing. But why shouldn't they pick him? He's the same as Yocheved was the best equipped to nurse Moshe Rabbeinu. The owner of the field is the best equipped to take care of the field. He knows the property. He knows what's going on. Yeah. And they give him permission to take the fruits of his field and put it into his warehouse, which is now, take the sign off. Till now it said, Mr. Cohen's warehouse. Now take the sign, oh, it's a Bezin warehouse. A different sign, and they tell you how much they're gonna pay him for his work, and how much to rent his warehouse. And the Bezin will then take that amount of money that they obligated themselves to Mr. Cohen, and they'll collect that with Bezin's own expenses from anyone who walks in, based upon whatever they buy. Hanal the Bezin Yigva es kachschum Hanal Vulvat kol ayotzos of its own. May Eila sheyikhu was a peris lechol mido mishkol kefi sheyalo haotzos. That's how they get the money back. So Bezin is over its head in money. Who are these rabbis? They're paupers, and they're dealing with millions of dollars now. How do you do that? A boy say, I know as a rub, I stay away from billions of dollars. It also stays away from me. But you know, I get involved in obligations over my head. How does this work? Okay, but assuming that it works, there's no issue of schora. And you can put it, you can pack it normally, you can measure it normally. There's no mechira. There's no tamei shvius, nothing. There's no sale. And you're even allowed to do certain things which otherwise couldn't be done. And no din of beer. But it's hefker, it's kemavur. As the Ramban says in Chumash, it's kemavur. I wanted to suggest the following, which I don't know anyone says like me, but just my own interesting idea. Because in Tosefta, we just started in Perakres, we only read Aleph and Bey so far. However, if you look in Gimel, something very interesting. I don't know if my pshat has any merit. If you look in Halacha Gimel, makes the following statement. Higia Shas Abir, Aniyim Ochen Achar Abir, Velo Ashirim, Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Echad Aniyim, Echad Ashirim Ochen, that's the gears that we have in the Mishnah against the Rambam, Achar Abir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is not found in the Mishnah, Ashirim Ochen Min Ha'otzer Achar Abir, what Otzer? What Otzer? Where Otzer? Who Otzer? What Otzer? So I thought, maybe, just maybe, means that is Otzer Bezdin. And if that's the case, it's a riot to what we said until now, and there's no beer by Otzer Bezin. Right? Ashir Mochan Mina Otzer Achar Beer. If the Otzer is the aforementioned Otzer, which is the Otzer Bezin, there'll be maybe a riot from the Tosefta to this effect, that once it's an Otzer Bezin, there is no din of beer whatsoever. Makes perfect sense. We'll see later the details as we go. Now, the Chazon Ish was asked, how much can you charge? It was very emphatic. You may not charge the same amount as every year. Can't do that. This is the notes which someone took. Harav Pelas, who went with Nitiva, he was the Rav of Nitiva with Chazon Ish, and he said that the Beis Din should not get paid. He says, "Chashavti shegam ledayanim magi aschar." Lo, he didn't have a chance to get about schar batol. Lo aspak to the show. This is his notes. His notes, and he said, "It's very important. Very important that the amount, the end of the day, that the price should be less than is normally charged." Normally charged. Otherwise, as the Chazon Ish wrote, "Mishakeach inyan hashvius." An esrik. But it's the same price. The same price. Hey, it looks like a joke. This is "Mishakeach inyan hashvius." It's one of the letters of the Chazon Ish about this. "Mishakeach inyan hashvius." Okay? So now.
Right.
And here was the Chazon Ish's main question, which he never fully resolved. And this is quoted in a few places. I think it's quoted over here as well, in Derech Emunah. Quotes Tosefta. Here's a Nusach. Gives it a whole Nusach that he quotes. It says, I took it from two places. Heivov, that's Ha'ish v'Chazono, written by Kalman Kahana. I think that the reason why he gets a little bit back of the hand here, because at the end of Chazon Ish's life, Rav Kahana didn't listen to Chazon Ish on some political matter with the coalition, with the Gius Bonos. So he got a little bit out of favor, even though he was a fair-haired boy of the Chazon Ish for all the years. But the last minute, things got a little bit uncomfortable. There's some letters written which are scary. But not for now. So he just gives him Heivav. I would never know what it is because I once remember read such a biography. Or Mishpat Eretz, spelled out. Tells you even what page, 258. He got a full citation. Okay? So what happens is a Beis Din. They appointed him to be their shliach. And he gives them the opportunity to do the fruit, whatever he wants, and to rent out his quarters. Okay? And they give him a schar of 150 lirot for a month for all of his work and for the renting of the places. And they're going to get their stuff from the customers. Ein litel domim avur ha-peres kamo kol shonen rak bezol yos, has to be less. And Maran wrote, Chazon Ish, kasha chol shev es mechira esor kebichol shona, mishakech es inyan mitzvah shvius. It's a kovetz igros, beis ayin gim. Okay? There's no schora. Right? There's no schora. There's no schora over here. No demei shvius. Paying only for the tirchon, for the rental. And you don't have to buy it on credit. You're allowed to pack it and measure it. There's no mechira. And you do certain agricultural workings as well. And the judges should not take any money. I'm not exactly sure why, but the name of Chazon Ish. Here's the key. Shamanu shemora nistapek im evsho lakachas mos avur hamalochos shekodem ketzira. You paid for what is pre-ketzira. Ki betosefta lo nizkar ala mekzira ve'elech. Umilosha nusach ha'otze bezen shesida maron anal mashma leheter v'chein haminik hayom. That it's okay. But the Chazon Ish went back and forth. They caught him. He just didn't know what to do because the Tosefta doesn't prove that he can pay them for anything which is done before the actual Ketzira. And the Beis Din cannot watch this paradise. It's a question of Meshumer. And they shouldn't. And no one has any Schus Kedima. No one has priority over here. It's officially a Tefker. All this is found in the Mishpat Eretz, the corner from the Chazon Ish. Ad kan, Rav Osi. You follow what I'm saying so far? This is the concept of An oats or bezd? Yes, sir.
Is it possible, like the Mishnah state that one shouldn't sell stuff to Mida or Mishkal, so that I think some of the Parshim says that it should be Kedeshim Kerenim Bezol.
Okay.
So is that what the Chazon Ish was saying?
Perhaps. That's where it's the spirit of the Lord becomes incorporated into its letter. Very good. Over here, in page Reish Tesvov, in the Sefer Perishvius, he tells you that Otzer Bezdin never happened, from our knowledge, from the time of the Tosefta, until 1910. Never happened. We have no historical record of it ever happening. Isn't that amazing? Never happened. You begin to wonder, why didn't it happen? Why didn't it happen? There was a suggestion in 1889, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, page Reish Yudalet. Me'oz tkufas hatanoim, some may say even for bias rishon or rishona. We'll get to that later. There's no remez for it existing. 2,000 years. 1889, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger suggested it. It was printed in a certain sefer. It says, etc. Based on the Tosefta. It never was. No. Didn't happen 1889. It happened when? 21 years later, 1910, by the Badatz. Who was the head? Reb Chaim Berlin? The Netziv son? There were those who didn't like it. The Rambam didn't quote it. The people who objected to it. Who else signed on this Otsa Bezdin? So if you look over here, the history is found in page 247 and on. Gives exactly what happened then. Tells you what happened. The correspondence back and forth, amazing. Who signed on this? First of all, Rav Kook was involved. The Rav Chaim Berlin was involved. Rav Pinchas Epstein, who was later the head of the Badatz, was already as a young man, fairly young, involved. And Rav Chalap wrote to Rav Kook about it. Who was on it? Rav Wallenstein from the Badatz of Tzvi Pesach Frank, Bezen, Ashkenaz, and Prushim. And Rav Yosef Yudah Rav Halevi, who was apparently from the, I think he's the same one, I'm not sure who he is. Then from the Badatz Ashkenazim Chasidim, Rav Chaim Berlin signed at the bottom. Back and forth, Rav Chaim Berlin to Rav Kook, he's a little bit testy over here. You can look at it yourself if you want to look it up, I'm not going to read it to you. It's a little bit, but all right. It's all Laman HaShalom, it's a Shalom. Everyone wants Shalom, okay? And this is all printed in periodicals of the day. Fascinating. Fascinating. Now, there were those who didn't want Otzer Bezdin, because Berishona means when there was a Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash, when they could take the money from Trumas Halishka. You have no right to collect the money from customers. Looks like a farce. That's why there were those Rabbanim who did not want to sign on to the Otzer Bezdin. Some said, it's not allowed for this so-called shliach to accept any schar. Where did they get it from? If you recall, the chamorim who made a lot of money delivering the perishvias, there was a knas. There was a knas. Again, you shouldn't be able to take too much money for transporting perishvias. They made a knas, Reb Osai, that the money is labeled as demei shvias. Wow. Unbelievable. That's found in the Rambam. Those have a Rambam, can look it up. Perek Vav. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hachamorim ha'osim b'perek shvi'is melech ha'shvi'is ha'asura k'eshevi yosim idai harei scharan k'dmei shvi'is k'dav ez a knas lahem. Why did they make a knas for the Hamorim? Because they had too much money. As opposed to a poil who gets only k'dei chayav. So there were those who objected to this on that basis. Okay? The Rav Chitve says Tosfos, the Dami Tve L'Schora, even if it's not really Schora, okay? That's what it says. Comes along, Rabbi Osai, the Sefer Shemitah Kilchasa, Rav Sternbuch. He has 5 pages in this too. Starting from page Samach Dalet. Okay? Oh, it's a Bezdin, what's the story? He starts with a Tosefta. Okay? And he says, you know what? He thinks that as a chaznish was mesupuk, you can only take charge for your work from Katsir and on. You have no right to charge cashes now, irrigation, which is a major expense of the farmer who's now working as an agent of the basin, so-called. He can't charge for that. What's called resus. What's resus, Otniel? Spritz. Yeah. You spray it. Mitaper de mumche, ma'amid kol hashana shomer. All these things. Lo matzino shum heter. That's a chumra of the Chazon Ish that he ultimately was willing to be making on Rav Sternberg. Then he throws in a new word. He says, you know what? Maybe the pshat is, Rabbi Osai, that Otsa Bezdin works through Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Rabbi Chaim Berlin apparently said that based upon a sefer called the Mishnas Rabbi Akiva Simen Dalet. If that's the case, then they can pay whatever they want. In order to overcome Rav Sternberg's problem, on page Samach Zayin. Hagon Rav Chaim Berlin, Otsa Bezin Hefka Bezin Hefka. Look at Mishnah Rabbi Akiva Simen Dalet. After the Balabatim were masking not to rely on the Heter Mechir, as they were finding that tooth and nail, 1910, and they're not going to do any Malacha except which the Bezin won't allow them, they've made the following deal. Hefka Bezin Hefka. That the farmer has no rights in these payers. It'll be always Hefker. All the money is being paid is only for his Tircha and Otsos. And once it's not because of the payers, because they're Hefker. So therefore, they can decide what they want. As a Takona, not as a Tamura. They can make the people from the city pay for it. They can encourage them to do it. They can pay him whatever they want. Okay, just take care of all of his expenses, even his car of the Mechir HaShuk, as long as it's a little bit less, so it should be Nikur, it's Peres Shvius. So what he's saying over here, Rabbi Osai, is that even if without Hefker, Bezin Hefker, based on the Tosefta itself, you can only pay him for his expenses in the Ketzir of Eilech, if you invoke Hefker, Bezin Hefker, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
How Hefker, Bezin Hefker for what? What's hefker?
The Bezin is saying that everything's hefker. The farm is hefker, the fruits are hefker, the money is hefker. They do whatever they want. Once hefker, all the money that's changing hands back and forth is only because Bezin's deciding how much to do what. They're not bound by anything.
What's the first
chant? No, I never heard of hefker, Bezin, hefker here. Not hefker. It's hefker. The Torah made it hefker. Or the Bible made it hefker. I never thought Hefker. I never saw Hefker Bezin Hefker over here.
So it's just that the
Torah said that Vashuyes is Shmitena Natashta. You don't need the Bezin for that. The Torah said it. But what's going to happen to the fruit? It's going to go to waste. So you need an orderly system. You know, Nebuch, when the USA tries to feed the people dying in starvation in Africa, what happened at the end of the day? Most went to the garbage. Because there was no system of distributing it. So what, should we do the same way? Go into the garbage? You have to have a system. Who makes a system? Bezdin. Not Bezdin is Chachmei HaMesora. Bezdin is the agents of the community.
And then who gives the farmer the right to plant to do avodos?
No. He can't do certain avodos. He can only do avodos on behalf of the Bezdin. They say this is allowed. Bezdin can do it because we're not demonstrating ownership. So certain things that he's allowed to do, he's allowed to do.
But that doesn't work right after Bezdin.
No. I never heard of Hefker Bezin Hefker. I never heard of it. Okay? In any event, Rabbi Osai, I did see in the Mishnas Yosef, he has a whole kuntras on this, Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, page Nun Aleph, that based upon the Tosis and Avodah Zarah that we saw, that a poel who does not have in mind to be Kona, in fact is not Kona, and it's Demei Tircha and not Demei Shvius. And even though they don't spell it out explicitly, Lev Bezdin Masne, Bezdin Hefke, not to be Nichshon Demei Shvius. So he also throws in a Lev Bezdin Masne, etc. That's interesting. Fine. It's interesting, though, historically, although this happened in 1910, You think, oh, great, we now created a new wave of history. No, nothing doing. The next week, the 1917, nothing. 1924, nothing. Because the history over here. Didn't happen. It didn't happen. Taraz, Tarpad, no. Perhaps to the opposition of Chachmei Yerushalayim. Oh, but the next two Shemitahs, 1931 and 8, the Badats in Yerushalayim had an oath to Bezdin for oranges. Only for oranges. Okay. Starting from 1945, Chazanish made all oath to Bezdin, and then 1952 was the last year of his life almost, and that's where it started since then. It's been done based upon the Chazanish. Fine. Now, Rabosai, I want to read you from Reb Chaim Kanievsky again. This is in Perek Vov, Halacha Beis. Lo yeh lokeach yiraka sada v'umochim. Okay? You can't buy and sell. Now, he has a long piece. What about Otzer Bezdin? Quotes the Ramban, quotes his Tosefta. Tosefta never says you take the money from those who take the fruits. All it says is that Bezdin hires workers, right? We take it from the people who buy it. Who, as he quotes over here, midin tsarche ha'ir, shemutal ala Bezdin v'govin zemib nei ha'ir. In other words, we learned last summer. So we saw that Bnei Kofin Zazen, Bezdin gets involved to pay for the expense of the town, the mikvah, the shul, the school, or the tuition crisis we solved last summer. It's nothing to do with the parents, it's Chiv and Bezdin. Right? We took care of it. No one's listened to us, but okay. All right. So the question becomes, so why is it a user's fee? Why are you charging tuition in the school? You should just charge it based upon who has the most money in the community. Why do you charge it when it goes to the mikvah? We're charged by the mikvah, charged by the community. In principle, that's correct. But the maisa, they're charging tuition, they're charging the mikvah, they're charging all these community things, a member in the shul. Why? So he says over here, Rakmech Shagovin, Rakme Elu Shenotan Peres, Yitachin Mishum, She'elu She'enotan Yichon Olomar, Enonu Tzrichin Lezeh. We don't need this Bezdin. V'yod, She'en Lanu Nebuch, Bezdin Shichon Lochof Lechulam, Rak Elu Shenotan B'yodenu, B'yodenu, as what he's saying is really a both side. I know in Tinek is a big crisis with the tuition. He has to start a school for less money. Really, should be no problem. The Rabbanim, the RCB, should get up and say the school costs X dollars. We hereby tax every member of the community to pay Y dollars based upon your income, and that's the end. Solve all the world's problems. Only one problem: we can't compel. Okay. Now, poor little Reuven wants to send his little Yingle Shimon to yeshiva. Oh, we have him over the barrel. You have to pay. But in principle, it shouldn't be that way. As we mentioned last year, it's shuls and mikvahs and schools. Okay, same here over here. We can only force the guy who wants tomatoes. But you can only collect your own souls. Fine. Tosef, the souls miktsir of Ev, as mentioned before. And the Chazanish wasn't sure before that. He wasn't sure about before the Ketzira. Okay? What happened before that? Whoever took some Paris, more than she is allowed to keep three suitors, whatever it is, or for a week or two, we saw yesterday, he brings it to the altar best, and they watch it to the Chalukah. Why? So he shouldn't hold it and make schar with it. And they gave it out. That's all. But you can't do things before. Okay? That's what it says. Now, Lomatzinosh Otsin Otsin Bezin Lefnei Alekita Vemes Nistapik Moron Bezeh Im Evshu Chazanish Ligvos Mos Otsosh Lefnei Alekita Hashka etc. Tosef does not quote it. And he quoted from the in Derech Amuna. Chazanish was Mesupik. Maybe Bezin is not Bezin's responsibility. Sheyu Peris. No, whatever grows, and that's all. Once it's Paris, then Bezdin's worried. Has to take care of it for the rest of the people. But, at the end of the day, he agreed, the Chazanish, to include the Hotzos before the Lakita. Maybe even before Shemitah. It's all the Tzorach HaTzibah. Should have fruits. It's all Tzorach HaTzibah. All the irrigations and everything. That's only Kvar Nasa Otzer Bez. But to create, to collect expenses before they made an Otzer Bezin, forget about it. So the Otzer Bezin was Erev Rosh Hashanah. You can't collect what you did earlier. That's what it says. Okay? And this is as follows. I'm reading to what it says. Bez nos and otsuk on the fnei alakita, k'de lishmer haginos upardesim shlo yikonsu goyim lovus. Perhaps. In any event, whole discussion. This is all in the Sefer Derech Emunah. Fine. Narabosai. It's interesting. The Ramban, the question is, what exactly did he say? Is it a raya or is it not a raya? He quotes the Ramban Chumash. Ramban Pashas Bahar, it says, the whole discussion. He says, Loshna Yonot Nos Miad Miviyeh and Dochuk. The different Gersos, even within the Ramban. And there's a question, there's a Tosefta. Tosefta as a word, the question what the word meant. I'm about to open to the Tosefta again. You'll see, there's one word which is a little tricky. And what that word means is going to be critical for this question of collecting before the Ktzira. The beginning of Perek Ches. Higiyaz mantenim, shluchei bes nesokhen polim, ve'odrin oson. What does the word odrin oson mean? No, yeah, maza odrin. Dig. Okay. It may mean something which precedes the Ktsira. Precedes the Ktsira. That's what he talks about over here in the beautiful Sefer Perush Shvius. He says, okay, Mavur, Efshel Ligvos Gamo Tzos Shahulafnea Katif. Based on the word of Odrinoso. Well, not so simple. In the Shemitah Kilchasa, which is also before, you can't collect from earlier. It says Odrinoso. Is that really the correct Yirsa? Look on the side. If you have the text that I have, there's some emendations on the side. It says V'Orinoso. Vav Aleph Vav Resh Yud Nun. What does that mean? Ore, to take off. You know that, if you those who know the Hebrew, each and every fruit has a different word for pulling it off the tree, right? We had Botrin by Anovin, we had Moskin by Zesim, and we have Orin by Tainim. So if you switch the gears from Odrin to Orin, that Raya is now absolutely Batul and Mavutul. What happens to both in the following situation? I buy my Otzer Bez and produce, and now comes this Zman Beer. We learned until now that this Zman Beer comes, and the produce is an Otzer Bez, they can hold on to it. Because they're just watching, they're not exhibiting any proprietary ownership, they're just watching for other people. They gave me, I bought an Otzer Bez, now comes this Zman Beer. May I still keep it? So the Chazon Ish says, Nope, I have to do beer as man habir. Shlomo Zalman is not so sure that it's true. It's very, very relevant. Quotes on top. Mi shekibel peres mi otzer bezin, page Resh Chav Gimel, o mechanuyos et shmit lefnei zman habir, shegi zman habir, chayav levar, mavada, chazanish. From Shlomo Zalman and Simon Nun Aleph, Os Yud Zayin, it's on my table, you can look it up. Mesupkani, maybe we should suggest whatever Bezin gives to everybody else, Kefit Sarko, maybe it's considered like Muslim Shalosh Sudas, and they're putter from beer. Perhaps So that's an interesting suggestion. It's going to come very relevant as we go. And now, Rabosai, what happens if a guy walks in to Otsa Bezdin and takes an Esrig? Woo! What would you say? Yotze na Yotze? Tefker! No, what do you say? Yotze na. Not al Esrig. Yipara shatibu Bezdin vidit bala shalom avur asos shtat vizbotzos. And lo yishalem. He toch ain't shayna Yotze lo yidei chovos. So why not? Tefker! Hefki took it off the Esrig tree. Now belongs to him. So if this in Karelet says, Yitaka Yotze? It's not Esrig HaGozel. It's Lachem. Your fact, I should have paid for the expense of the Bezin, I didn't do it. It's a separate shmuz. Shlomo Zalman says, you're a gazlan. If you didn't pay your portion of the expenses, you are a gazlan. That's what how I understood it to me. And Rav Yashar is mislupik if it's even Lachem. You took it without Rishus Bezin. Bezin's in charge. Took it without Rishus Bezin. Maybe it's not even yours. That's as far as he goes. That's even more radical.
Even if you're a Gazlan, why is it that you're not Yotze? It might be you're Gazlan on a different aspect. You weren't going to throw that.
That's the Chiddush, right. Yeah. That's what this Karela says. You're ripping him off by not paying for the expenses that Bezin expended to make this get this Esther to a proper place. But you didn't steal the Hef to the Esther. Esther goes Hefka. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says no. He says, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, you're a Gazlan. You're not Yotze. Rabbi Yashar is Mesupik, if it's even Lechem. It's a question, whatever Shlomo Zalman meant. He quotes somebody who says that you worry about Kedushas Shvi'as. That's not how I understood Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, just from this brief quotation. I do not know. But now, Rabbosai, we have the following issue. There's a tshuva, and we'll discuss it. I'll start it now, and it's going to be discussing tomorrow various kinds of Otsa Bezdins, which are not quite up to snuff. And there are two sources. One is the Rav Sternbuch, and one is the sefer called the Mishnas Yosef, not as parish on the Mishnayos, but the Tshuva sefer. Chelek Gimel Simen Mem. Okay, Rabbosai, we're trying to do this. Just start, and we'll do it tomorrow at great length. And tomorrow, we're also going to look at the beautiful sefer Shmita Mamlachtit by Rav Zev Weitman from Etzion. That's sort of the counterpoint for the Mishnah Yosef, which we shall see. These are literally not on the same page. So in Chelek Gimel Simen Mem, he writes as follows: there are four kinds of Otsa Bezin. Sug Aleph, the best, is the proper way to do an Otsa Bezin. What happens? Everybody's mafkir, his field, gives it to Bezin. Bezin hires them to take care of what has to be done. Fine. He's a marketeer. Rav Yosef Lieberman did his homework. How much does it cost? How much does all this cost? He says, all these expenses of irrigation and all the melachos hamutaros, the whole works, doesn't quite reach a third of the price in the marketplace. Ideally, Rabosai, the farmer should show the Bezdin his expenses. Rabosai, if you work for a company, expense account. You got a couple of receipts. I went to the restaurant. I took a taxi. And receipts. You can just make these up. Receipts. I want to see the receipts. If you can't figure it out, there are no receipts. It's difficult. You have to make an approximation. And it's, how he makes the approximation is a bit of a complicated story. I'll just tell you b'kitzur nimitz just for a minute. He says that approximately 80%. Of the expenses are in the field, and they can be readily estimated. In Shavos, page Resh, in Shavos b'chol asodos v'fi ha'izorim ha'shonim. The other 20% from mektifa v'elech. What does that mean? Packing, sorting, transporting, dividing. That's 20%. So it doesn't. It depends on different kinds of fields, different kinds of things. But you can sort of figure that out as well. You can figure that out as well. On what basis, Rabosai? You can figure it out based upon the area of the field. How much will it come to? Approximately half. They will get about half what they get every year. as a tremendous mysterious nefesh to be kind in the midst of Shemitah. Gibore Korach also Devara, because they're only getting half of what they would otherwise get. And the price for Bosai should be less than on an average year. But you never know. You never know. We don't know. It could come out. Oh, it's a bezin costs more than the average year. It's all a matter of supply and demand. Atkan sug aleph. This is the ideal otzer bezin. But unfortunately, except for Binyamin Mendelssohn and Koma Miyut, it's not usually done. So we'll discuss tomorrow three other lower kinds of otzer bezin and see how we can try to make the best possible otzer bezin. Okay.